Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW Original Podcasts.
I was looking through Instagram when I saw photos of a beautiful new restaurant from a chef that used to be from Philly, thinking that, you know, he was having a new opening here in Philly. But I couldn't get a hold of him. And so when I reached out, I reached out to his publicist, who is from Philadelphia. She told me that the restaurant actually isn't anywhere near here. But she said, oh, are you calling about Zagafin? And I said, what's that? And that's how I came across it. She pointed me in the direction of who to speak with. And I'm about to find out more, which is, it's great because this is an area that really needs kosher restaurants. And apparently it's not just kosher, but it's like that there's another level of kosher in which, you know, the restaurant is closed on the weekends. It has a rabbinical supervisor on site. So for the people that are really observant, this is a great option. Anyway, I'm heading over to check it out. Let's see what it's all about. A mainline dairy restaurant serving kosher and super kosher menus.
We have two separate menus, and also in the back, we have completely separate kitchens.
This is What's Cooking. I'm Hadass Kuznets at the brand new Zagafin restaurant at 370 Montgomery Avenue in Marion Station, and I am with Lauren Alloway, who's the general manager, and also Mayor Leibowitz, who's the mashkiach, which is the rabbinical supervisor, because this is a kosher restaurant after all. So, Lauren, let's start with you. You're the general manager. Manager here. You used to work over at Citron and Rose, which is the meat restaurant. You know, in kosher tradition, you have to separate meat and milk. So that's the meat restaurant. This is the dairy restaurant. And now you're practically Jewish, right?
Yes.
So 2 years in the other restaurant. Tell me about like how that helped you here.
Yeah, so I think when I came on board, I didn't fully understand being closed Friday or Saturday. I didn't understand the importance of when anything comes in, liquor, wine, beer, food, you have to get it checked. I didn't understand how there should be a hexer of the OU. And I understood that, and I learned it, even including the holidays as well. We have a lot of holidays coming up that we're going to be closed. So that understanding how important that was when I came over here to Zagafin, even though we are dairy, we do have two separate kitchens. We have two separate menus. And there's a huge importance of that. So you have to have a good relationship with the mashkiach here and understand the hechsher importance in the OU.
Okay, so for people that, there are a lot of people that understand kosher.
Yes.
They might not understand the two menus in a dairy restaurant. Why two menus and two kitchens if the whole thing is dairy?
Yeah, so Hall of Israel tends to be more expensive. All the products, everything from milk to the butter. In those facilities, there is a mashkiach on that property too. So that's why we had the higher increase. And we can't have an entire menu with that. We also believe that the clientele here is an all Hall of Israel. So that's why we kind of wanted to make both clients and both markets very happy. So that's why we have two separate menus.
So, Mayor, you are the mashkiach that is on site. That, first of all, I have to know, this is a full-time job to be a mashkiach of a restaurant?
Yes.
And you check and make sure that it really is kosher?
From soup to nuts.
So explain the difference between the two, I guess, restaurants within a restaurant.
So we have, like Lauren was saying, we have two separate menus, two separate kitchens, two separate dishes, even the cutlery that goes out to the customer. As soon as someone orders something from the kosher Challah V'Yisrael menu, then we move away the regular dairy challah cutlery and plates, and we bring out fresh flatware and dishes, and that's to separate the dishes once they come out to the table. And also in the back, we have completely separate kitchens. So everything, when you walk in our front door and you see our kitchen, that's all our regular dairy, kosher, strict OU certified kitchen. And then we have, again, downstairs another kitchen that's Chal of Yisrael, which we have another mashgia, Tamidi, another full-time mashgia who's there supervising right now, actually, making sure that everything within that kitchen stays within that kitchen, all the equipment behind the scenes, all the ovens, all the fryers, all the thing that they're using to make this delicious menu, completely, strictly Chal of Yisrael.
So for people that are not maybe following along, so you've got kosher and then you've got like super kosher.
You can say that. Yeah, it's a higher standard of kosher. So chalav, we're very strict standards. We have OUD, that's a national certification under the OU, and we're very careful on all the ingredients that we can use. Some products they may say yes, some products they may say no. Everything that goes into the Chal of Yisrael menu and all the ingredients there, all the ingredients have a certification on them, Chal of Yisrael, which means that there's a Jewish person at the site also 24/7 whenever they're in operation, making sure that the cows milked came from a strictly kosher cow, kosher animal, and all the sub ingredients, the butter, the cheese, and all those other ingredients were also watched carefully to make sure that there's no adulteration, there's nothing else got mixed in with there, there's nothing other than that pure Chal of Yisrael. So I know that there's Chabad Jews that by and large are very strict about Chal of Yisrael, and we're really trying hard to cater, being that we have a strong contingency of community people that are, even the Chabad community here in Lower Merion is, and Merion Station is growing, and we want to be able to make them happy as well.
So that's great that there are more options.
Definitely, right. So like most Jewish people and even non-Jewish people that come here would definitely enjoy our full kosher dairy menu. And they may even enjoy something from the regular Chal of Yisrael menu, but the Chal of Yisrael menu is more geared to people that are strict about Chal of Yisrael.
So, Lauren, being closed on Fridays and Saturdays for someone in the restaurant industry, is that like amazing to you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is the most I've ever had a great work life and personal life balance. That kind of persuaded me, because at first I thought it was kind of intimidating, but I knew no matter what, I had Shabbos off. And in fact, I understand this religion and why they do it. And that means that they really value their friends and their family during that time. So I definitely want to continue that on when I grow up and have a family.
And a restaurant apparently can survive even being closed on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, that was another learning experience. You really have to kind of focus in on your clientele, kind of really make them happy, make sure that they return. And now it's finally working out after a year and a half, almost 2 years of being out here.
So through Citron and Rose and now Zagafen, what have you learned as far as what are the most popular days of the week to go out that your restaurants are busy?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's really Sundays. So when I hire people, I let them know, hey, Fridays and Saturdays, you can work somewhere else, which is in the industry our busiest days. But Sunday, if you can come out here, you're going to make your money as well. That's the busiest day here. So they kind of really love that. And then I kind of make that mandatory to work since that is our busiest day. Mondays and Tuesdays kind of slow down, but then Wednesday and Thursday. I think Thursday is such a big date night in this community. They want to kind of have their me time with their significant other before they see their friends and family on Friday and Saturday for Shabbat.
Yeah, and the kids.
Yeah.
That's also family time.
Yes.
Family time.
Yeah.
All right, so the name, Zagafen.
So it is derived, and Mayor, please correct me if I'm wrong, from you can't use the word Zavina, which means Z-A from pizza and vino being wine. So we took Zagafen being that derived in Hebrew, meaning the grape on a vine.
Right.
Yes.
Zagafen is wine. Gafen is wine, grapes. So the name came from Zav, the pizza, and Zag. And the Gafen is the wine that we have a full wine and cocktails and beautiful bar set up. And we have pizza, an Italian restaurant, like you go to any other Zavino. The dishes are pretty much exactly the same, and we're kosher.
So it's the kosher version of Zavino, but you can't say Zavino because then it won't be kosher?
Correct.
Nailed it.
Oh, that's nailed amazing. It. Wait, Zagafen, and it's perfect. It kind of goes...
Zavino, Zagafen. Go hand in hand.
Wow. All right. So, Lauren, let's talk about the menu.
So our menu is based off of small plates, which I think is a little bit different out here in this community, which we're excited about. Because I worked with Zavino for 3 years before this, I already knew a lot of our small plates and our regulars and our regulars, our favorites. So
wait a second. So you worked at Zavino and you worked at Citron and Rose. Yeah. So you must really be a pro with this menu.
I am. This is why I think I'm so excited to be out here. So I think looking at this menu, the ricotta, that is a fan favorite in all of our restaurants, and we have it here. We have an eggplant parmesan, which is a little bit different than a typical eggplant parmesan. We fill it up with ricotta and mozzarella. We bake it. There's a really great tomato vodka sauce on top, and then we top it off with parmesan cheese. It's at all of our other Zavino locations. And then we also have a smoked salmon pizza, which I think is a little bit different. We have that at some of our other locations, but it's great in this Jewish community because we have smoked salmon on it. And then also this stash pizza. It's kind of healthier. You got a pesto sauce with arugula on the top. And then what is also exciting for me is we do have very unique dishes in our company. So this is the first location we have a za'atar challah bread. And then from our Hall of Israel menu.
Which is the kosher, super kosher menu.
Correct, yes. We wanted to make sure that that was a little bit different because we didn't want to confuse both our servers and then also the people ordering. So it is very different from our regular menu. And it starts out with soup of the day, which is very popular, caprese salads, Caesar salad. Then it goes into kind of small plates as well with a cauliflower arancini. And we have some fish options, bronzino and tuna. And then because we are Zagafen, known for pizza, we do have three pizza options as well.
So I'm looking, I just want to take a peek at your prices here. So the Chalav Yisrael pizzas range between $20 to $22. And then let's see, the other menu, it's about
$12 to $16.
Okay, so a bit of a difference.
Yeah.
But if that's what you're looking for, then it's worth it.
I think it is, yeah. If you want something that's really strict, because that's what you observe, we have it here. We have the mashkia, we have the product, we have the menu, we lock things up separately. We have a separate dishwasher, everything separate. So we're following all the rules on that end.
Mayor, what do you think is unique about this restaurant, or what do people know as far as the kashrut here?
Unique? I've been to a lot of kosher restaurants, and the ambiance here is really, really nice with the music, with the design that's been put into it. A lot of work has been put into it to make this restaurant beautiful. The uniqueness is that this idea of having a regular halav menu, a kosher dairy menu, and a halav yisrael menu in the same house, in the same restaurant, is a new precedent in the kosher world.
Like you said, two separate kitchens, different sinks, different dishes, utensils, pots, everything.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about being a mashgiach here. You've also been a mashgiach for other places?
So I've been with a mashgiach for about 10 years now. I've been most recently at Acme down the street at Narberth. That's also under the OU. I've been with caterers and event planners, other restaurants in the tri-state area.
What would you say is the most difficult aspect of being Chalav Yisrael?
So it's not really so difficult. A difficult aspect is to find the ingredients that the chef wants to use. So a lot of times chefs, they're coming from Zavino, they're coming from Tradici, they're coming from our greater Zavino hospitality group, and they're very accustomed to using other kosher certified, they're kosher, but using cheese that would hold up in our ovens, or using special ingredients that are kosher certified to Chalav Yisrael is a challenge, and we've been doing very well accomplishing that.
So I noticed, like, the ricotta, that's on the other menu, for example.
So that's a regular kosher certified item, whereas if they were going to look for something Chalav Yisrael, they may have to tweak it and find the right ricotta, the right brand, the right quality that they're looking for, because we only have quality ingredients here.
But you do have a fresh mozzarella that is Chalav Yisrael.
Right, and that was a challenge also, finding a very good mozzarella that's fresh and that will hold up and be of the quality that they're looking for while being Chalav Yisrael.
So do you have to find local ingredients? Because I'm assuming you're not shipping everything from Israel. Or are you? I don't know.
Not from Israel, but from other companies within the tri-state area and wherever has the greatest quality that's up to certification.
So you got to get the greatest quality that's up to certification.
Right. Not necessarily from Israel. There's many companies here within the U.S., even on the East Coast, that source our products.
What are your expectations for the restaurant?
We're going to do very well.
Yeah. Tell me about the neighborhood and the community that you serve.
We serve the greater Jewish community here, as well as anyone who's accustomed to going to one of our other restaurants at the non-kosher restaurants, Zavino and Tradici. We're so happy to have them come here and try our food.
Anything you want to say about your expectations, Lauren?
Yeah, I thought this was going to be kind of similar to Citron and Rose, where it was maybe 90% Jewish or kosher families and couples coming in. And so far within the week, I am pleasantly surprised. It's about 50-50. A lot of people knowing us from Tradici or Zavino, but a lot of people are not even Jewish. So it's great to kind of build that bigger community, bigger clientele, bigger market. If you can do that and make everyone happy, then you're going to have a very successful restaurant. So I'm excited.
What is the most interesting thing that you've learned?
Most interesting thing I've learned is I knew Zavino. I started because that was my favorite restaurant 4 years ago in the city, and that's why I applied to work there. They didn't even have a job opening. I loved it so much. And to see the Jewish community eating this eggplant parmesan and the ricotta and this spaghetti squash, and they're loving it, I'm so excited because those were my favorite things, and I've been waiting a year and a half for them to taste it.
All right, well, Zagafen is now open. Zagafen is a kosher restaurant here at 370 Montgomery Avenue in Marion Station. Mary Leibowitz is the rabbinical supervisor, the mashgiach, and Lauren Alloway is the general manager. And your hours are?
Sunday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m.
And what is your website?
Zagafen.com.
Our menu and our reservations are on Open Table.
Well, congratulations on your opening. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I was looking through Instagram when I saw photos of a beautiful new restaurant from a chef that used to be from Philly, thinking that, you know, he was having a new opening here in Philly. But I couldn't get a hold of him. And so when I reached out, I reached out to his publicist, who is from Philadelphia. She told me that the restaurant actually isn't anywhere near here. But she said, oh, are you calling about Zagafen? And I said, what's that? And that's how I came across it. She pointed me in the direction of who to speak with. And I'm about to find out more, which is, it's great because this is an area that really needs kosher restaurants. And apparently it's not just kosher, but it's like that there's another level of kosher in which, you know, the restaurant is closed on the weekends. It has a rabbinical supervisor on site. So for the people that are really observant, this is a great option. Anyway, I'm heading over to check it out. Let's see what it's all about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.